Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Messner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Woody Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Mack. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Whitey Wiedelman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Mort Cooper. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay strikes out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lipke moves to second. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lipke scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 0. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves 0. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-1 in the game. Clay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Clay moves to second. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Massey for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Workman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Massey reaches second base with a double. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massey scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton strikes out. One out. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gillenwater throws the ball into Culler, who tags Lipke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holmes. The throw from Unser and he is safe. Holmes steals second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 2 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wiedelman. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Medwick. Miller reaches second base with a double. Messner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Reds. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mack scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Miller moves to third. one out. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Massey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 2 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Workman for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0 for 2 in the game. Wiedelman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiedelman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lipke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Ramsey pinch hits for Mort Cooper. Bill Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lipke. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Culler bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramsey moves to third. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Reds, 4, Braves, 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 3 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Messner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gillenwater moves to second. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 3 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Massey takes first base on ball four. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 4. The Reds will come to bat. Ira Hutchinson now pitching. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Messner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mack scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Unser for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Culler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Holmes takes first base on ball four. Culler moves to second. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gillenwater hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Messner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 4. The Reds will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Workman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-4 in the game. Medwick takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-4 in the game. Workman hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Medwick moves to second. Two outs. Joe Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Braves 4. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Lipke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gillenwater. Lipke reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lipke scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Johnny Hutchings now pitching. Steve Messner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Messner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Messner bunts towards the mound. Hutchings fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Stu Hofferth pinch hits for Whitey Wiedelman. Stu Hofferth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hofferth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tom Early pinch runs for Stu Hofferth. Butch Niemann pinch hits for Johnny Hutchings. Butch Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Boston Braves, 4. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.